Start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah. Allah, Allah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجى بجماله حسنت جميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله. Indeed, through the grace and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the divine blessings of our beloved Nabi, the Prophet of Mercy sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and you are receiving the proximity and connection and closeness to the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And you are, or we all have repented in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ji haan, ye aapka program hai, the early echo, in which we discuss different aspects and different topics related to our society and as to how can we strengthen this bond and connection to Allah azza wa jal and his beloved Habib sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Main aapse guzarish karta hoon ki aap is channel ke saath jude rahe hain. Let us, for the sake of barakah and blessings, recite Darood Pak, and not only recite but listen to the virtues of reciting Darood and Salat ala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Once again, another famous hadith, our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that Allah azza wa jal has appointed an angel at my qabr. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given this angel the ability and power to hear and recognize all the voices of the entire creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at once, from now till the day of judgment. Therefore, when so any one of you would recite Salat ala Nabi, meaning Salat and Darood upon me, this angel shall convey your Darood along with your father's name. Allahu Akbar. This angel will convey your salams to me by mentioning Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so and so, who is the son of so and so, has sent salutations and salams upon you. Subhanallah. Garche hai behad kusur, tum ho afu wo ghafoor. Garche hai behad kusur, tum ho afu wo ghafoor. Bakhsh do jurm o khata, tum pe karono durood. Bakhsh do jurm o khata, tum pe karono durood. Dear viewers and listeners of Madinah channel, there are many more blessings of reciting Salat ala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But from this narration, we learn that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed his farishta, an angel, this ability that he recognizes all the voices of the entire creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the best part is that not only your voices, rather he even recognizes your fathers as well. Aap kiski aulaad hain? Who is our fathers? If this angel's ability and power is that he recognizes us along with our fathers, then what would be the extent of knowledge of our beloved Nabi Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam? Allahu Akbar. When this ability is given to the angels of Allah, then what will be the ability and power and authority of Habibullah, who is our beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Dear viewers and listeners of Madinah channel, inshallah azza wa jal, today we shall be discussing some important issues and aspects related to the attachment and connection with the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is the glorious Al-Qur'an Kareem. Inshallah azza wa jal, to learn more on this, you can stay connected to Madinah channel as well to know what will be the connection with the glorious Qur'an Pak. Till then, inshallah azza wa jal, we will be of course then listening to Nate Pak. And aside from that, we will also be trying and we will be connecting with our Muballighs as well. So for now, We will listen to a Naat-e Paak, and that is in relation to Madinatul Munawwara. So, ek kalam sunte hai jiska naam hai Jana Zarur Hai. Chale, aap bhi Ameen keh lijiyega. Let us listen to this Naat-e Paak, and thereafter we shall continue with our program. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Jana Zarur Hai, Jana Zarur Hai.
Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam salatu wa salaman alayka ya sayyidi ya rasulullah wa sallam alayka ya sayyidi ya nabi allah. Welcome back. Hum kahi nahi pahunche hain, bas Madina pahunch gaye hain is kalam aur Naat-e Paak ko sunne ke baad. Yes, spiritually I am sure ki aap bhi Madinatul Munawwara ki galiyon mein ghum rahe honge اپنے خیالوں کی دنیا میں. اللہ عز و جل ہمیں حقیقت میں وہاں تک پہنچا دیں اپنے حبیب کے صدقے میں. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in reality grant us the ability and tawfiq to wander and walk the streets of our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, the beautiful city known as Madinatul Munawwarah. Zadahallahu sharfan wa ta'zeema. Dear viewers and listeners of Madini Channel, our topic of discussion for today, as we had mentioned earlier on, is in relation to the connection and attachment with the Holy Quran Pak. Agarche ye topic bada vast hai, meaning it's a ocean of knowledge, and there is much that can be discussed about the facts of the Holy Quran, the reality of the Holy Quran, Quran as a miracle, the wonders of the glorious Quran Pak. If we have to speak about the text itself, it's a different aspect. Speak about the meaning of the Holy Quran, a different angle and aspect altogether. And all of this is, of course, the blessings of this miraculous book of Allah Azza wa Jal, known as Al-Quran Kareem, the book of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Ye peygham hai mominon ke naam. Allah Azza wa Jal hame is peygham ko padhne ki taufeeq ata farmaye aur is par amal ki bhi taufeeq ata farmaye. So our topic of discussion is, of course, going to be surrounding this, and how can we basically attach and connect ourselves to the orders and commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that can only happen is that if we develop the love and muhabba and interest of reciting and reading the Holy Quran regularly. And the recitation can only come in place if the connection and love and devotion is with the Holy Quran Pak. Therefore, inshallah azza wa jal, in the next few minutes, whatever we can cover, we'll try and cover in this program, providing to you ayat and verses of the Holy Quran, a hadith of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, quotes and sayings of the pious predecessors, and parables of our predecessors as well, so that you would realize and understand how had they spent their lives in loving and being connected to the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, starting with this verse, as we had mentioned before as well, شَهَرُ رَمَضَانَ الَّذِي أُنزِلَ فِيهِ الْقُرْآنِ هُدَى لِلنَّاسِ وَبَيِّنَاتٍ مِّنَ الْهُدَى وَالْفُرْقَانِ. Translation from Kanzul Iman: the month of Ramadan in which was revealed the Quran, a guidance for mankind and clear proofs for the guidance and the criterion between right and wrong. So this book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which was revealed, of course, in the month of Ramadan. And the Quran speaks and says it very clearly. The reason and the maqsad of this book being revealed is to guide you to the righteous path, and so that you could understand and realize the difference between right and wrong, between haq and batil. Therefore, the Quran itself indeed is a miracle, and we will get back there, inshallah, azza wa jal. But what we need to establish right now is that this is the best book. Yes, this is the best book. All the literatures of this world and all the books combined together cannot make this book, because this is the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it is in its original text, in its original form, in terms of letters, in terms of wordings and structures and all of that. Alhamdulillah, a single letter had not been changed over 1441 years. So what Allah Azza wa Jal has mentioned about the Holy Quran being best, I mean the one who is the author of this book, the one whose creation this is itself, he Azza wa Jal has mentioned in the Holy Quran, Allahu nazzala ahsan al hadith kitaban mutashabiham mataniya. He Azza wa Jal has said, Allah has sent down the best book, the Quran, which is consistent throughout, the one with paired statements. This is also a miracle of the Holy Quran, that it is consistent in terms of ayat and verses and orders, as well as with paired statements. Subhanallah. As far as the best book of Allah Azza wa Jal is concerned, you know, it has been mentioned, subhanallah, that the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in two forms. So two forms have been stated on its excellence and virtue. There are two forms. One is the literal meaning, or one is the in terms of the text, the wordings of the Holy Quran Pak, and second is in terms of its meaning. So when we say that in terms of the text itself, the glorious Quran occupies the most superior position due to its unique literary form of remarkable eloquence, and it is not based on sha'iri, on poetry, according to our level of understanding. Rather, it is such an unparalleled scripture completely distinct in style and manner, which makes it divine text. The text of the Holy Quran is totally divine and unusual. It is like out of this world, because there's no poetry that can even match the Holy Quran Pak. So if you look at it from the texture point of view, it is unique, and there is nothing that ever was revealed like this. There are many other books which are revealed from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the four heavenly books, including the Holy Quran, but this has been classified as the best, for it is the final book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in terms of meaning, the glorious Quran, there is no contradiction in the Holy Quran between verses and ayat in the Holy Quran. So all subjects, information of events still occur that are to come till the day of Qiyamah, whether it is the knowledge of the unseen of the Holy Quran, warnings, divine punishment, and facts about heaven and hell. All the meaning is unique, it is special, there is no contradiction regarding all these subjects in the Holy Quran. So did we ever know, dear viewers on the Subhanallah channel, that how special this best book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is? It has been further mentioned in a hadith, Asdaqul hadithi kitabullah. Asdaqul hadithi kitabullah. The best truthful hadith is the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It has been mentioned in another hadith, Khairul hadithi kitabullah. The best hadith is the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And these two narrations which I have presented to you is mentioned in Sahih al-Muslim Sharif. Subhanallah. So when we look at the word hadith, it does not only refer to the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has mentioned that hadith here refers to talk or statement. Therefore, according to this meaning, the glory Quran is also a hadith and talk of people as well. But as a terminology, if you look at it from that point of view, then only the sayings and the blessed actions of Rasul Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is called hadith. Here the word hadith is in the literal sense, which has been used for the Holy Quran, in the literal sense. So words of Allah Azza wa Jalla is superior to all other scriptures and books, as Allah Azza wa Jalla himself is its creation. So therefore, dear viewers, the word hadith was used in the hadith to describe the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is also a form of hadith, but in the terminology of fiqh and other terminologies, the word hadith normally refers to the actions and to the sayings of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So subhanallah, moving forward, dear viewers on the Subhanallah channel, we understand that this is the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the words of Allah azza wa jal. And of course, this book is a hidayah, as we mentioned, a guidance for mankind, to guide mankind, to guide people towards righteousness, subhanallah. This book is extremely important, and we should love the Holy Quran Pak. Remember, loving the Holy Quran Pak is extremely important and necessary for us. Allahu Akbar. So what we need to know and establish next is that how can we develop love and connection to this Holy Quran, which is the best book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hum muhabbat kis tarah se apne dilon mein jama kar sakte hain? How can we love the Holy Quran Pak? So Sayyiduna Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, jaleelul qadr sahabi rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam hai. Allah azza wa jal inke sadqe mein hamare saghira kabira gunahon ko maaf farmaye. This great gigantic personality sahabi rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, whoever likes to know whether he has devotion to Allah Azza wa Jal and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he should determine what level of love and connection does he have with the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ay, 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 ay. Kya baat? If a person wants to know, or if a person claims to say, ki, I love Allah Azza wa Jal and his beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so the criteria, or I would say the yardstick, is this, that to determine the statement, to measure the truthfulness and honesty of his statement, how honest is he in his statement, one has to see what is his connection with the commandments of Allah Azza wa Jal, how much of devotion and love does he have with the book of Allah Azza wa Jal. And if his connection and his attachment to the book of Allah is extremely strong, from there you can finalize and realize and understand his actual devotion to Allah Azza wa Jal and his Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Likewise, Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has stated, the house in which the Holy Quran Pak is recited is a blessing for all those who dwell in that home. It's a source of goodness and favor in abundance. Angels approach that home. Allahu Akbar. Angels of Allah Azza wa Jal come to such a home, and shayateen escape and run from such homes where the tilawa of the best book of Allah Azza wa Jal is being made, subhanallah. And blessings and barakah descends upon such homes, and blessings are not reduced, in other words, they are increased when the Holy Quran is regularly recited in such homes. And where tilawa is not made, jin gharon mein tilawat Quran nahi hoti hai, to un gharon mein shayateen zyada pahunchte hain. Jinnat, shayateen, they would come and trouble those who dwell in that home. Kabhi khab mein sataenge, kabhi aap jaag rahe honge to aapko us waqt bhi sataate hain, pareshan karenge. And the waswasas of shaitan are even more at that time. And the angels also leave such home. Barakah and blessings are reduced. So therefore, we should, of course, increase our connection with the Holy Quran Pak. It has been mentioned in Jami'ul Ulum that the true lovers, nothing is more devotional, excellent and eloquent than the words of their beloved ones. And that is the end of their aims and objectives. Hai hai, wo ek had hoti hai, intiya hoti hai, muhabbat aur connection ka. To have an attachment that you love that person so much, and that is the end of all books and all scriptures and all objectives. Your maqsad of coming in this world is to please Allah Azza wa Jal. Your aim of coming in this world and being a Muslim is that you should find the righteous path and love Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, follow the hadith and the teachings and the sunnahs and the ways and methods of Rasulullah Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and his blessed Sahaba. And there is no other aim after that. Allahu Akbar. So the actual lovers who truly love Allah Azza wa Jal and his Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, nothing is more devotional and excellent and eloquent than the words what their beloved has mentioned. So the words of Allah Azza wa Jal and the words of Rasulullah Sallam should be more beloved to you than every other thing in this world. And if it is beloved to you, then you should know what the Quran teaches you. You should know what the Quran has commanded you to do as a follower. You should know what are the orders of the Holy Quran. Then only your statement will be judged to be true. Subhanallah. Furthermore, dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, Alhamdulillah, may Allah Azza wa Jal make us a hafiz of the Holy Quran. This Quran Pak also has rights. There are also rights of the Holy Quran. Jis tarah maa baap ki hukuk hote hain, bachcho ki hukuk hote hain, wife ki hukuk hote hain. There are hukuk of the neighbors, rights of Muslim fellow brothers and sisters. Likewise, there are rights of Allah Azza wa Jal, and there are rights of the Holy Quran as well. What are the rights of the Holy Quran? To sunay, ye bhi bada ahem hai. It has been learned and mentioned that the Quran Pak has numerous rights. There are numerous rights of the glorious Quran Pak. It is the right of the glorious Quran Pak that it should be loved. The first haq of the Quran is that is Quran se muhabbat ki jaye. Number two, it should be recited. Number three, it is understood. Number four, it is believed in. Number five, it should be acted upon. And number six, it should be imparted to others as well. Filhal hum che samajh le filhal, that these are some important Madani pearls for us to understand, that we should firstly love the Holy Quran. As I mentioned, that if you love the Quran Pak, you will recite it. If you will recite it, you will understand it. And a lot of people who love the Holy Quran recite it, but many at times we just recite, we do not understand. Understanding is also a right of the Quran. Kaash we understand the Holy Quran Pak. And then it should be believed in. If you're understanding it, you should have iman upon the verses of the Holy Quran without any doubt. And then further upon that, you should act upon the ayat and the orders of Allah Azza wa Jal, and then try and impart this to others as well for the sake and pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember, numerous virtues and excellence of the Holy Quran has been mentioned in the ahadith of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. In one hadith, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said, continue reciting the Holy Quran. Recite the Holy Quran abundantly, because it is this Quran that will intercede for you on the day of judgment. This Quran Pak will come in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal and say, Ya Rabbana, Ya Arhamar Rahimin. This Banda stayed awake during the night and days and he recited me. Allahu Akbar. He recited me and he followed whatever commandments I had brought to him. Ya Rabbana, Ya Arhamar Rahimin. This Banda had followed me. He obeyed the commandments that you had mentioned. Ya Rabbana, forgive his sins. Accept my intercession on his behalf. The most merciful out of all those who show and do mercy, meaning Arham Rahimin, will then accept the intercession and the shafa'at of the Holy Quran. This person will be forgiven. Allah. Allah. Our pious predecessors, if you only had to study the enthusiasm they had, as far as reciting the Holy Quran Pak is concerned, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Really amazing. Hazrat Sayyiduna, Imam Azam Abu Hanifa, who is our Imam, the crown of our heads, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, he would complete 61 Holy Quran Pak in the month of Ramadan Al Kareem. 61 tilawat of the Holy Quran he would make only in the month of Ramadan al-Kareem. Otherwise, it has been mentioned that every night he would even complete one Holy Quran Pak. Hazrat Mawla Ali Karamallahu Ta'ala Wajhahul Kareem would complete one Quran. The moment he places his first leg, his first step onto the first saddle of his horse, and by the time he completes sitting upon his horse, by the time his other leg, his second leg, reaches the second part of the saddle of his horse, he would, in that period of time, complete one Holy Quran Pak. Amazing. Subhanallah. Sayyiduna Sulaiman Darani Rahmatullahi Ta'ala has stated, when I recite any verse of the Holy Quran Pak, 4 or 5 nights I spent in contemplation until I stopped contemplating. And no time is left for the next verse. 4 se 5 din sirf un ayat ke bare mein main sochta rehta hoon. غور و فکر کرتا رہتا ہوں کہ میں کیا پڑھا ہوں. What Allah has mentioned azzawajal in this Holy Quran Pak, in those verses. And جب تک میں اس کو اچھی طرح سے نہ سمجھ لوں میں آگے نہ پڑھوں. Allah. These are the great pious predecessors. Amir al-Mu'mineen Sayyid al-Uthman Ghani radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, the third Khalifa in Islam, subhanallah, he used to recite the Holy Quran so frequently that 2 copies of the Holy Quran, 2 mushaf, al-mushaf, the glorious Qur'ans were worn out due to reading them so frequently. Even it has been mentioned that tears were found on the Holy Qur'an Pak, whereas he would cry so bitterly when he would recite the Holy Qur'an Pak. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. And the Sahaba Ikram would not pass a single day of their lives without reciting the Holy Qur'an. A day would not pass by if they had not recited the Holy Qur'an. Therefore, Hazrat Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, there's been mentioned about him that he would take the Holy Quran every day, kiss it, place above his head and eyes, and he would say, this is the covenant of my Rabb. This is the kalam and the words of my Rabb, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Chaliye, dusri hadith sunte hain. It has been mentioned by the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, afdalu ibadati Ummati qira'atul Quran. The best worship of my ummah is recitation of the Holy Quran Pak. Allah. So we should deliberately look for every opportunity to read the Holy Quran. Undoubtedly, a wise is the one who is engrossed in making the best in this world by accumulating virtuous deeds. And there's only loss and ruin to the one who has lost his time and lost his mission. For he has come in this world, but he lost his path. He is busy hanging around, committing so many different types of sins and spending these precious moments which are never to return. Just as you can never go back into the womb of your mother, just as you can never return a strand of hair back into its roots, just like when you cannot, you know, fix a grass back into its place once it's uprooted. Likewise, this time that has passed, the seconds and minutes which have gone by would never return back, dear viewers and listeners of the Madani channel and the social media. We should make, you know, thank Allah Azza wa Jal for whatever He has given us. And let us, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, better our lives in this way. And then furthermore, the Holy Quran being the best book of Allah Azza wa Jal does not stop there. It is actually a source of shifa. It is a source of cure as well. Allahu Akbar. What has been mentioned as far as this is concerned, a man presented himself in the court of Mustafa, Jaan-e-Rahmat sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I have takleef and pain in my chest. Mere seene mein dard hai. Sarkare do alam, noore mujassam, shah bani adam, ahmad mujtaba. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam then said, recite the Holy Quran, because Allah says, what the Holy Prophet says, recite the Holy Quran, O my Sahabi, because Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal says, وَشِفَاءٌ لِمَا فِي الصُّدُورِ, cure for the hearts, Allahu Akbar. Therefore, when this is shifa for you, then why do you complain? Recite the Quran through the barakat and blessings and virtues of reciting the Quran Pak. Your pain, anxiety, takleef, parishani, all these hardships will be removed by the virtues of reciting the Holy Quran. Subhanallah. So, even the Holy Quran has been mentioned as a medicine. Dawa hai. It is a medicine. Source of shifa. It removes various diseases. Allahu Akbar. As the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated, خَيْرُ الدَّوَاءِ الْقُرْآنِ, the best medicine is the Holy Quran. خَيْرُ الدَّوَاءِ الْقُرْآنِ, Allahu Akbar. So therefore, dear viewers of the Muslim Madini channel, hum kahan se kahan bhaag rahe hain, kahan se kahan hum shifa aur cure kitne marzo ke liye dhoond rahe hain. Someone is looking for this medicine, for that cure, for that vaccine to remove this problem and that problem. Kaash we can make this Holy Quran the source of shifa in terms of reciting and loving it, you will surely be granted cure from it. With whatever intention is the Holy Quran. Chali inshallah, if nisbat se, as we will be taking some beautiful Madani pearls from our Muballighe Dawat Islami brother Imran Subrati. Very soon inshallah, an qareeb hum inke saath connect honge, lekin unse pehle ki hum inse connect ho aur unse Madani phool lein. Alhamdulillah, as we are very aware of this personality and he gives beautiful Madani pearls, let us establish mashallah some wonders of the Holy Quran as to how this is cure for the Muslims. Ise agar aap likh sakte hain to likh le zarur. If you can write this down, note these Madani pearls down, then surely note them down or record them if possible inshallah, and try and follow these things. Look at the blessings of the Holy Quran. It has been mentioned that any dua that is made after reciting Suratul Fatiha 100 times will be accepted by Allah Azza wa Jal. Furthermore, shaitan flees from the home in which Surah Al-Baqarah is recited. Number 3, whoever memorizes 10 verses of Surah Al-Kahf, he will remain secured from Dajjal. Whoever recites Ayatul Kursi frequently, he will be saved from poverty. Whoever goes to visit the graves of his parents, or either one of them, if his father or mother, either one of them have passed away, every Friday, and he recites Surah Yasin Sharif next to their graves, Allah will forgive. Allah will grant forgiveness for him in place of each of them. Allahu Akbar. For each letter, Allah will grant forgiveness to the parents and the one who has recited Surah Yasin Sharif. Furthermore, whoever recites Surah Al-Jathiyah and blows, meaning he makes dam on a person who is counting his last breath and is about to leave this world, meaning jo jaakani ki alam mein ho aur uske paas baith karke ye surah padhi jaye, Surah Jathiyah, then he will have a peaceful end. Allahu Akbar. Furthermore, dear viewers on the Samadhin channel, the one who recites Surah Al-Waqi'ah daily would never ever suffer starvation, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal. The one who recites Surah Al-Waqi'ah, ise padhein, padhte rahein, you will never be muhtaj of anybody. You will never suffer starvation. Allah Azza wa Jal will provide for you from wherever, from His rahmah and mercy for you. You won't suffer starvation. Allahu Akbar. The one who recites Surah Mulk every night would be protected from the punishment of the qabr, the punishment and torment of the grave. Making dua for memorizing the Holy Quran by reciting Surah Al-Muddathir, memorizing the Quran will become easy. So recite Surah Al-Muddathir frequently and make dua for Allah that you want to by heart the Holy Quran. By the virtue of the surah, your ability of memorizing will be strengthened and you would be able to memorize the Holy Quran. Reciting Surah Al-Teen 3 times improves character and manners. Look at the blessings of the Holy Quran. Each surah has its own blessing. Each verse has its own blessing. Padhne se sawab bhi mil raha hai. Aur sirf sawab hi nahi mil raha hai, balki kaam bhi banta ja raha hai. Allahu Akbar. With whatever intention you read it, for permissible intentions that you have in your heart, that those intentions are being fulfilled. and you will reach your murad, your maqsad, which we have in your heart, if you're doing it for the right reasons. Furthermore, Surah Al-Humaza and Surah Al-Fil will protect a person from enemies. Agar aapke kai dushman ho to aap ye surah padhe inshallah. And by reciting the surah, Surah Al-Humaza and Surah Al-Fil, you will be protected by your enemies. The one who recites Surah Quraysh will be cured from protection of life, meaning his livelihood in this world. He will be protected from his enemies in this dunya as well. Reciting Surah Al-Ma'un is very effective as well. And the one who frequently recites the surah, Allah Azza wa Jal will protect him from different types of difficulties and calamities. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Reciting Surah Al-Ikhlas is equal to 1/3 of the Holy Quran. And there are numerous virtues of only Surah Ikhlas Sharif. The one who recites Surah Falaq and Surah Nas, he is protected from jinnat and different types of shayateen. Allah Azza wa Jal will protect him from people's jealousies and hasad as well. People who cast evil sightedness from nazar, he will be protected from that as well. Why can't we love the Holy Quran? We should not only recite the Holy Quran when we want to be protected from jinnat and shayateen. We should not only recite these surahs when we want barakat and blessings only. We should not recite the Holy Quran Pak only when we have maqsad. Rather, brothers in Islam, inshallah, let us love the Holy Quran unconditionally, because this is the book of the one whom you claim to love, and the one who loves Allah and loves his beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he unconditionally loves them and he would do anything to prove his love. So therefore, you should love the kalam and the words of the one who you love, and that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبُكُمُ اللَّهِ. Furthermore, dear viewers and listeners of Madini channel, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. It does not stop here. The reciting of Surah Qaf brings about abundance of fruits in one's home. Surah Qaf. If you recite this surah, you'll have abundance of fruits in your home. The ulama and the scholars have mentioned that reciting Surah Ar-Rahman 11 times, all objectives shall be achieved. Allahu Akbar. The possession of Surah Alam Nashrah is recited upon will have loads of blessings. So the one who recites Surah Alam Nashrah also frequently, he will receive many, many blessings in his life. And the one who recites Surah Al-Kawthar, a man without children will receive children. Meaning a parent that's wanting to have a child and they cannot have children, recite Surah Al-Kawthar inshallah abundantly. Allah will bless you with awlad, pious offspring inshallah Azza wa Jal. It does not stop here, dear viewers of Islam, it carries on. But may Allah Azza wa Jal make us the true huffaz of the Holy Quran. May we truly learn the Holy Quran. Let us make this dua together inshallah Azza wa Jal.
Allah mujhe hafiz-e Quran bana de.
Ameen, bijahin nabiyyil ameen, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Chale inshallah, a great scholar and muballigh and maulana in Da'wat Islami. Let us take some madani pearls from this personality as well. Day after we will be back, and day after we will also connect with our muballigh of Da'wat Islami, brother Imran Subrati. Till then, please stay tuned to Madani channel. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
The Quran will intercede and take people into paradise. It is narrated by Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu that the Prophet of mankind, the peace of our heart and mind, the most generous and kind, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, has stated, whoever learnt and taught the Holy Quran and then acted upon whatever is in the Holy Quran, the Quran will intercede for him and take him into paradise. Subhanallah. The poet says, الہی خوب دے دے شوق قرآن کی تلاوت کا شرف دے گنبد خضرا کے سائے میں شہادت کا
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم. Let us, without any further delay, connect with our Muballigh for whom we have been waiting right from the beginning of the program, and he is none other than Brother Imran Subrati Naqshbandi Attari Sallamahu al-Bari. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Respected Maulana Sadr Saab and the esteemed viewers of the Living Channel. How is Maulana Sadr Saab today?
رب العالمين على كل حال عمران بھائی totally fine by the karam and mercy of Allah عز و جل in all conditions and circumstances, and I hope the same with you as well, Imran bhai. Imran bhai, mashallah, we were discussing the virtues of reciting the Holy Quran, connection, attachment and love with the Holy Quran Pak, the miracles and the blessings of the Quran Pak, individually in terms of surahs and ayat, what impact it has on a person and what changes it can do to a person, subhanallah, it can make for a person. What Madani pearls would you like to share to the Imran bhai?
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Maulana Sahib, you know, you have, the topic today is so vast, as you rightly pointed out in the beginning of the silsila, the topic of the Quran Pak. In fact, I would say, if you were to dedicate 30 consecutive silsilas to it, it would be insufficient to discuss the azmat and the barakat and the blessings of the Quran Pak. And indeed, it is a sad reality of our time that this great book of Allah Azza wa Jal, which Allah Azza wa Jal sent down for our guidance of mankind, we have become so distant from it. We seek guidance and help from everyone and everything else but from the Quran. We learn every other science and every other knowledge, Maulana Sahib. We spend copious amounts of time studying different sciences, studying different aspects of the dunya. But wallahi, have we picked up the Quran Pak? Really, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, I'm speaking to myself, because Maulana Silsila, the Silsila of the reflection of our relationship with the Quran, how close are we to the Quran? Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, if we are reciting Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, are we reciting the Quran properly? Did we learn the proper makharij and the adab and respect of the Quran? Do you know, by changing one harakat, one zair zabar or pesh in the Quran, you can alter the meaning of the Quran? This is words of Allah which needs to be recited in the manner that Allah wanted to be recited. Are we making the qadr in the recitation of the Quran? This is something we need to take stock in this month of Ramadan, Maulana.
On the same note, and by despite being for 14 different qira'ah, you know, there are different ways of reciting the Quran, but like, in terms of makharij, in terms of pronunciation, you know, this is the mistake which is done often, I would say, in my opinion, that the actual origin pronunciation, from where are the origin of those letters, like for example, ha and ha, ta and fa, seen and sawd. So these are those letters and the pronunciation from the origin, from where they should come out, from where they should be released, from the throat, from the mouth, from the tongue, from where. So this is quite important, and this is where mistakes normally happen, Imran bhai. Maaf, because I just want to add that changing the harakat, meaning the symbols of the Quran known as zabar, zair, pesh, is one thing, and even though they are changed because there are different ways of reciting the Quran Pak, but in terms of pronunciation, where often the mistakes are done, Imran bhai, and you know, people actually then change the meaning of the Holy Quran Pak.
The big Maulana Sahib, you know, it might seem elementary to many people, and I want to speak of ground reality. When kisi banda, you know, Muballigh of Dawat Islami is giving nasihat and making mind of someone to join Madrasatul Madina Balighan, that is the adult classes of Madrasatul Madina, to learn the Quran Pak, people say, people often always say, even for namaz, Allah kabul karne wala hai. Allah is the one who accepts. So we need to change our mindset. We have become ghaflat. This is the trap of shaitan, that shaitan is making us negligent. Now, I'm negligent in giving respect to the words of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Now, I want to draw a very simple example. Agar kisi banda, if anyone writes you a letter, sends you a letter addressed to you, if you don't understand the word, how the person's writing it, what is he saying, what is his explanation, what is his meaning, how he is existing. If you don't read it properly, first and foremost, how are you going to be able to understand what the word is? If you don't know what the word is, how are you going to understand what the meaning of the word is? So the moral of the story is the Quran Sharif is guiding from Allah, the words of Allah addressed to insan via his beloved Madinah Wale Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we cannot give viewers of Madinah channel overemphasize. In fact, this was not my mawzu, Maulana Sahab, but Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, our Dawat Islami has given us this jahan that the foundation must be pakka and must be strong, subhanAllah. That if the foundation is wrong, it's strong. If the foundation, yani the proper recitation with makharij from its original source, the difference between qaf and qaf, the difference between ha and ha, you know, all of these things are so critical. InshaAllah, first and foremost, the barakah of the Quran will start flowing. Why the barakah? The blessings will come when you start to recite it properly, inshallah. So this is the first Madani post.
Mazrat, I'm cutting you off. It's a very important question I have. And I'm sure this will be very relevant for the brothers who are watching us right now, that in South Africa right now, are there any courses being done online regarding tilawat of the Holy Quran, you know, teaching Madani Qaida perhaps, inshallah? Do you know of any classes going on right now?
Around the world, for those who are English speaking, Madani Qaida for Islamic brothers and Islamic sisters as well as for children takes place free of charge. And if Allah has blessed you with the means, we also have Madrasatul Madina online, where you can learn the Quran Sharif, the Nazara Quran Sharif online with a dedicated ustad for yourself for at least 30 minutes a day. So your Dawat Islami, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, has made the planning for each and every one of us. Alhamdulillah. And one more Madani pool on that. Assuming you don't have the time, etc. Subhanallah, your Dawat Islami, Maulana Sahab, there's nothing to our imagination. Go to Play Store and download the Madani Qaida app. The Madani Qaida app, Maulana Sahab, has voice on it. So in other words, if you're doing the Madani Qaida app, if you press on Alif, it will give you the Zaman, it will give you the voice, how the Maharij, how to pronounce every letter. When you're doing the compounds, when you're doing Murakkab, the Hurut or Murakkabah, the compounds, it will join it for you. So in the absence of an Ustad, the Madani Qaida app gives you the voice. So that is your Dawat Islam, subhanAllah. So that is my first Madani pool to learn the Maharij,
mashallah,
how to recite the Quran beautifully, and Dawat Islam is there to help you.
So, mashallah, Ibrahim, there's no age restriction in Dawud Islami. Also, this is a beauty part of it, that, you know, normally those who are senior would feel ashamed, you know, of joining such classes. These classes have always been conducted from month to month, you know, throughout the year. And alhamdulillah, without any shyness, without any hesitation, I say this on air that, mashallah, we have students who are like at the age of 60, 70 in such gatherings and classes. And they are still learning how to recite the Holy Quran, and they haven't learned, or they have learned it when they were small and they have forgotten how to recite the Quran. But there were students who are at the age of 70 learning how to recite the Quran. What do you have to say, Imran Bhai, about this?
Thank you, Sayyidi. You know, age is not a restriction, and you know, to give khushkhabri, because time is so short, and you know, I say this with a smile on my face, with ecstasy in my heart. So those aging elderly brothers, those wise elderly brothers, so those brothers who are maybe in their 60s and thinking, Quran, how can I learn this? I have got a beautiful khushkhabri from you, which I heard from the Zaban of my dear Murshid, mashallah. He said that when a person goes out in the path of Allah to learn the deen, and if he passes away, he was making effort to learn the deen, he makes a pakka intention. If he passes away, then Allah Azza wa Jal appoints an angel for him in the qabr to teach him the Quran Sharif. Allahu
Akbar. Subhanallah.
Beautiful motivation for those Islamic brothers who feel I'm too old. Yaar, you are only old, the only time you have no hope is jab hum niche chal jayenge, when we will go down below the qabr, just until we have our breath. That is why, you know, the hadith of the Prophet Ali Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam advised the Sahabi. When the Sahabi was informed by Rasulullah, we have just a few hours to live. And he asked, Ya Rasulullah, what should I do? Give me some advice. Rasulullah advised the Sahabi, he told my beloved Sahabi, go and seek ilm-e-deen. Go and seek Islamic knowledge. Allahu Akbar. And the commentators of that hadith state that advice which Rasulullah had given the Sahabi, we can deduce from that action is beneficial for that Sahabi in those few moments in the dunya, but more importantly for his time in the Qabr, that advice will be beneficial to him that goes seek Islamic knowledge. There is never a moment that is too short for you, you are too late for you to seek Islamic knowledge. My appeal to the viewers who are professionals, I have come to this realization, I'm Joby here, I'm accountant ho, your lawyer ho, your doctor ho, whatever you may be, but first be the best Muslim. Be a professional Muslim. Imagine we spend our whole life getting our degrees, 7 years in university, but we have not learned how to read the Quran and Pak. Oh, viewers of Madini channel, what a day in Safi this is. What a day in Safi. So, accept yourself, and akhir mein, 1 minute, I want to give this Madini pool to the viewers of Madini channel. You know, I said when someone writes you a letter and someone says to you, oh, my beloved Maulana Tabriz Sahab, if someone sends you something like that, will Maulana not find that jumla pleasing to you? Maulana Sahab, I'm asking you a question. Will you not that find that pleasing to you and loving if someone addresses you, oh, my beloved Maulana Tabriz Sahab? You will indeed. Similarly, in the Quran Sharif, or viewers of Madini channel, Allah Ta'ala addresses you and I individually. And I'm giving you this Madini pool to inspire you to. If you don't learn anything of the Quran, at least learn those verses of the Quran that Allah is addressing you and I. Where Allah says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu. Oh, ye who believe. Allah sends so many verses in the Quran. Where Allah says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu. La tulhikum amwalukum ala awladukum. And ذكر الله says, يا أيها الذين آمنوا إن من أزواجكم وأولادكم عدو لكم فأذروهم. Different verses of the Quran, Allah is giving us special advice. Look at this Madini pool, look at the Quran, Allah is speaking to you. Oh, viewers of Madini channel.
MashaAllah, Imran Bhai, definitely. Those ayat, as Imran Bhai has mentioned, are in relation to you because it has come direct to you if you are a believer. So how many times has Allah even said this in the Holy Quran? We don't even know that because why? We are not eager to know. We are not interested to learn as to how many times have Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned this in the Holy Quran. Allah Azza wa Jal grant us the ability to learn as He has mentioned, Ya ayyuhal ladheena amanu la tulhikum amwalukum wa la awladukum an zikrillah wa man yaf'al dhalika faulaika humul khasirun. And likewise, so many other ayat and verses of the Holy Quran. So, Jazakallah Imran Bhai for being part and parcel of our program. And we make dua that whatever good has been said, we shall make amal and we shall practice that inshallah. We have given time to the program. We say shukran barakallah to you for that as well. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance.